This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two of the 17 North Americans who were abducted by a Haitian gang in mid-October have been freed, according to the organization on Sunday. The Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries said in a statement on its website that the released captives are in good spirits and are being cared for. The missionaries and family members, a group of 16 Americans and one Canadian, were abducted on October 16th while returning from an orphanage in an area east of the capital, Port-au-Prince, that is controlled by one of Haiti's most powerful crime gangs. Christian Aid Ministries has said the hostages are 12 adults aged 18 to 48 and 5 children ranging in age from 8 months to 15 years. The statement noted that the kidnappers still hold 15 of their victims, and it did not say which of the two had been released. Media reports say the gang 400 Mwozo is demanding a ransom of $1 million per head for the safe return of the missionaries. FBI agents, Haitian authorities, and the anti-kidnapping unit of the National Police have been negotiating with the kidnappers for more than a month. The office of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced on Sunday that charging points for electric vehicles will be required to be installed in new buildings in Britain starting next year. A statement from the Prime Minister's office said the regulations would result in up to 145,000 extra charge points being installed in England each year through 2030. That's the year when the sale of new cars that run on gasoline and diesel fuels will end in Britain. Johnson is expected to announce the new legislation in a speech on Monday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Chileans are voting Sunday on what is widely seen as the nation's most divisive presidential election since the country's 1990 return to democracy, as an ultra-right-wing former congressman battles it out with a leftist who has thrown his support behind massive street protests. On the right, José Antonio Kast, a 55-year-old Catholic and father of 9 children, has promised to crack down on crime and has praised what he calls the economic legacy of former dictator Augusto Pinochet. He's frequently been compared with former U.S. President Donald Trump and Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro. On the left, 35-year-old lawmaker Gabriel Boric has pledged to scrap the nation's laissez-faire economic model while strengthening environmental protections and indigenous rights. The election comes after two years of dramatic, sometimes violent street protests by Chileans demanding quality of life improvements. France has asked the president of Burkina Faso to intervene after a convoy of French troops was stopped en route to Niger on Friday by protesters opposed to the former colonial ruler's role in a regional conflict with Islamist militants. Anger is rising in the West African country over the inability of local and international forces alike to stop attacks by the jihadists. State security forces suffered their heaviest loss in years last week when gunmen killed 49 military police officers and 4 civilians. Speaking to LCL television on Sunday, France's foreign minister said so-called manipulators were stoking anti-French sentiment, but he hoped the Burkinabe authorities would act to find a solution. A 40-year-old Tunisian computer engineer will stand trial again in a military court Monday. He's accused of insulting the presidency and defaming the army. It's the latest in a series of trials that shine a light on Tunisia's use of military courts to push through convictions against civilians. Rights groups say the practice has accelerated since President Kais Saied's seizure of power in July. They warn it that its use further threatens hard-won freedoms amid Tunisia's democratic backsliding. The charges that the man faces relate to Facebook posts in which he criticized Saied, calling him a pharaoh, and his measures a military coup. And Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki on Sunday called the migrant crisis on the Belarusian-Polish border the greatest attempt to destabilize Europe since the Cold War. The premier is to meet with EU leaders later this week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.